With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The United States has launched a military operation in Syria against ISIS fighters. More on this story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The military action follows the deaths of three U.S. citizens in an ambush attack almost a week ago. Announcing the operation, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said, "This is not the beginning of a war. It is a declaration of vengeance." One U.S. official described it as a large-scale strike that targeted multiple locations and concentrated areas across central Syria that had Islamic State group infrastructure and weapons. Another U.S. official said more strikes should be expected. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has announced that nine drug makers have agreed to lower the cost of their prescription drugs.
This is the biggest thing ever to happen on drug pricing and on health care.
President Trump with a major announcement from the White House.
The companies assembled in this room have agreed to offer all of their drugs to Medicaid and most favored nations pricing.
And the president says that means that the nine companies involved will charge Americans the cheapest prices on their drugs.
Correspondent Bob Agnew. The Supreme Court is siding with immigration judges and rebuffing the Trump administration for now in a case that could have wider implications for federal workers as the justices weigh expanding presidential firing power. Yesterday's decision is a technical ruling in a long-running case. The Trump administration is appealing a federal judge's order reversing billions of dollars in funding costs or cuts to Harvard University. The Justice Department filed a notice of appeal late Thursday in a pair of consolidated lawsuits brought by Harvard and the American Association of University Professors. It prolongs a legal battle that has tested the government's power to sway the nation's oldest and wealthiest university. This is SRN News. The Satanic Temple is at it again.
Members of the New Hampshire chapter have set up a satanic display outside the State House in Concord in response to the nativity scene that is there to celebrate Christmas. The display consists of a black wreath around a pentagram. It is more modest than the one the temple set up last year in Concord, a full-sized figure of Satan. It was repeatedly vandalized. This year's display also encourages donations to the, quote, Devil's Pantry and emergency food drive. Michael Harrington reporting.
Congress is expressing concern about the Coast Guard's revision of its policy on swastikas, nooses, and other hate symbols. The Guard's planned policy changes would call symbols like swastikas, quote, potentially divisive, but would stop short of banning them, instead saying that commanders could take steps to remove them from public view and that the rule would not apply to private spaces such as family housing. Some lawmakers are concerned as anti-Semitism is on the rise. This is SRN News. AI led a surge on Wall Street Friday to close out the trading week.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street as AI stocks like NVIDIA turned higher again. The S&P 500 rose 0.9% Friday. The index erased its losses for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 183 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.3%. Oracle rose 6.6%. The tech giant is taking part in a new joint venture for TikTok in the U.S. Winnebago Industries jumped 8.4%. Winnebago turned in profits for its latest quarter that easily beat analyst forecasts. Seth Sutel, New York.
Tourists visiting the Trevi Fountain are now going to pay more than just the legendary coin toss over their shoulder. The city of Rome is imposing a €2 or $2.35 fee starting February 1st for tourists to get close to the fountain made famous by Fellini's La Dolce Vita. More details at srnnews.com.